Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live. Mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love, she will guide you to the road of happy. Because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Welcome to Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. Today we're going to be talking about recalibrating your mindset after losing your job. I wanted to talk about this topic today because it seems to be a trend of this going on around where people are losing their jobs, but they are having difficulty with maintaining or, you know, finding a way to direct their circumstances into a positive one. And so this is what I want to kind of talk about today, about doing just that to help you along the way. I'm going to play a little music in the background because I think it's all always kind of soothing just to put something relaxing in the background, not have such a dry talk. But today's show is recalibrating your mindset. So many people, I've been hearing about a lot of people have been losing their jobs. This is nothing new under the sun that people have been losing their jobs and working for. But oftentimes people don't even look at the possibility and maybe this is a sign from a higher power trying to give you direction on starting something for yourself. So many people are afraid of change. They are so fearful of change, where they find themselves just, you know, rather than seek the positive direction, they seek a negative direction and ultimately ending up in a depressed state. So I kind of want to help, you know, redirect, if I will, your mindset, help you redirect that. As a life coach, it is my job to help all people push past you and ultimately living the happiest life possible for you. Let's define what calibrate means. First, you must determine or check or rectify, you know, or identify what you're thinking and change your mindset for any negative thoughts that you're thinking. You must change that for a better state of existence, a better state of being. It's just the process of really changing your mind, the way you're thinking, the way you're processing, all of those things, changing that for a better direction. Just to recalibrate means just to change, to turn around, to process differently, if you will. But I'm going to share a little bit of some of the things that the loss of a job may cause in your life. Because we don't realize that really the things that affect our lives, like the loss of a job, affect us in other ways. You know, our health, our physical state of mind, our relationships, because when you lose something, it's just you're and especially something that you need, you there's a process within each and every individual person that occurs in our life that we may not necessarily have control of or are aware of. We just know it happens because it is something that has affected our lives and so much so that we feel like it's just, you know, almost like a state of devastation. But some of the things that you need to be mindful of is to, when you lose a job, it is not the end of the world. It may be the end of income coming from a certain source on a regular basis, but I'm here to tell you, there's always a pile of gold in every rainbow. You just have to want to be willing to seek after, follow after it, and all of those things. And I'm going to help you today to, you know, to change your course in life. The loss of the job may be something that, you know, is very destabilizing to each and individual person. And it may cause you difficulty waking up in the morning or experiencing sleep disturbances because, you know, it's affecting you mentally because now you're probably thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. I lost my only source of income, but I got bills to pay. I got a family to feed. I got, you know, I have this. And you automatically begin thinking about what that loss of income has done to your life. So it begins to affect you mentally, and I imagine also spiritually, because it would be that is a heavy weight, not knowing where your only source of income, where your income is going to come from after losing your only source of income. You begin to have craving. You begin to eat the wrong things. You begin to eat more often than probably perhaps you used to. As a comfort, you know, a lot of times people say that people have comfort foods, especially when they're going through certain things. So these are things, you know, that automatically begin to occur in your life when you lose your job. And it also causes fatigue. And let me tell you how it causes fatigue, because that stress from just the notification that you have lost a job, no more income coming in, you have allowed your worries to become so overwhelming to you that you know, you lose your sleep, and so therefore you become very irritable, and you're not relaxing completely because you're worried about your state of existence. You begin cocooning at home, and what that really means is that you begin to stay in your home and not wanting to go anywhere, perhaps because you're afraid to, you know, to spend what little money that you do have. But I'm here to tell you that you must still continue to get out, and I'm going to tell you what you need to be doing while you're out. Losing a job also can cause a person to lose all their ambitions because, you know, the only thing that they perhaps knew how to do, they were doing it and, you know, they were making money, and now that's not so in their lives. So you can become very unmotivated to do anything in your life and to move on to something different. You can't even focus enough to realize that there is something else that perhaps that you can be doing in your life to gain you money. And hopefully today I want to, you know, be able to help you to gain some perspective in your life and just, you know, change your mindset, recalibrate your mindset so you can get back on track and be headed for a more positive direction and outlook on life. Also, you know, believe it or not, losing a job can cause you to be more submissive or abusive or engage in abusive behavior. Because first of all, you lose your sleep, you're fatigued, and you lost your job, and you just upset with the world. and you begin to really, you know, take it out on everybody else that's around you. So those are some of the things that if you don't have an explanation right away that you can think of right in your head, and you figure, I don't know why I'm going through these mood swings, or well, this is why, especially if you recently have lost a job. I'm going to give you some suggestions to navigate the stages and turn what you deem as a failure into a victory or your triumph, because you have to first identify with what you're going through. You know, what jump-started your state of existence today? And we're beginning to say it was the loss of your job, was the start of everything. So there you have it. Put it on the table. Now let's find some solutions. Let's navigate away from all of those things we, you know, that jump started from losing your job, difficulty waking up, craving, fatigue, irritability, staying at home, losing motivation, engaging in abusive behavior. All of those things just came about, came on you all at once just because you lost your job, something that you were totally unprepared for mentally or, you know, spiritually. Number one, denial. Your psyche needs to protect itself and absorb what has happened little by little instead of all at once. If I were you, I would begin to just kind of, you know, just look at the situation. You know, I've lost the job. I have lost the job. Kind of, you know, put that in your head. And then allow yourself from that point to begin to rid yourself of the sting of losing your job. Think about it. Give yourself that moment, the time. Because everything that we experience in life, we need to give ourselves that moment to just relish in whatever it is for a second. And I mean a second. And then address that, you know, you have this issue, and then begin to devise a plan on how you're going to get rid of this negativity or this negative force or this devastating situation that has occurred in your life. So once you begin to do that, allow yourself to begin to distract yourself or remove yourself from that type of environment or that state of existence. How? By surrounding yourself with positive influences, meaning your friends, business associates, people who are very motivating, who are elevating in their own lives. Allow yourself to dwell in the presence of those type of people. When you're in your lowest point in your life, you definitely do not want to remain in the company of those people who will allow you to stay in that, you know, that state of mind yourself. You want people that understand what you're going through and know how to help you get through it. There's a little tag going around. You know, I've seen it on Facebook and other the social networking sites. Only hang around those people who can help elevate you. Because those type of people understand that they themselves have probably gone through issues in their life, but they understand that once you go through that circumstance in your life, that you cannot stay there and remain in that existence. You have to move forward and lift yourself up and begin to say, hey, this has occurred in my life, but this is not my state of existence. I must do something different. And even if you don't know what it is, begin to just, you know, say to yourself, I have to remove myself from the negativity, the distraction of all the things that have occurred in my life and all of the things that is distracting me from having a focused mindset on changing my mindset about my state of existence. Here's some other things that you could do to begin to, you know, change your direction in life. You know, even after losing your job, begin to engage in outdoor activities. you'd be surprised. And you don't necessarily have to be involved with things that cost money or anything. Find some free activities in your community and begin to just go and volunteer. You know, let me tell you why. It's when you're helping, even in the presence of your own needs, if you begin to help other people, your own need in that instance would have been met as well, because you're not allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into a depression because you have lost something in your life. But you're remaining active, and you never know that engaging in volunteering and engaging in activities outside, you know, on a regular basis, in the moment of you losing your job and engaging in these activities, you never know who you may meet who may be able to help your circumstances, or who may be able to lead you to give you a lead to a new job, or who may be able to provide you a job, even if it's on a temporary basis, or who may be able to give you, you know, other types of resources. And, you know, then one of the other things is that you try your local community center. Community centers usually have a lot of postings, at least that's how it used to be back in the day. Community centers usually have job boards or message boards from, you know, people posting things on it. Don't allow yourself to become so complacent in your state of existence of not having your job. Don't let it immobilize you from being able to move forward in your life, because that's not who you are. We all are here for an intended purpose, and trust me, if you have lost your job, it's not the end of the world. It may be the end, again, I say, it may be the end of your income, but guess what? This world is full of resources. And, you know, just when you thought that you didn't know how to do anything else, here comes a moment of creativity that leads you into perhaps opening up a business. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few moments. That's number one, some of the things that I feel that you can navigate your life, begin to change, recalibrate your mindset, you know, after losing your job. Just begin to, you know, engage in activities. One of the things that also occurs when you've lost your only source of income, your job, you become angry. You become angry at the world. And a lot of times, you know, the people around you are not the cause. You know, these companies, they always have layoffs, downsizing, you know, a lot of things occur in companies where they have to cut costs, and sometimes they don't consider their employees who have been there for 10, 15, 30 years. You have been committed to the job, and you become angry because after all of that time serving faithfully for this company, they just up and let you go. But again, sometimes things occur in our life where we are given divine messages and we don't know how to catch it. We don't know how to catch that message because we have become so dependent on receiving this consistent income that we can't think outside the box and see the writing on the wall that perhaps the higher power has allowed this to occur because you have a greater purpose, and you have a greater resource of being able to bring in much more income than you were. And I don't want to say income, for lack of a better word right now, we will say income, but, you know, you have a flow of a consistent money. And you just don't want to think about doing anything else, especially those of you who are of age. You know, it's more difficult. It's no secret that when the older you get, the more and more difficult it becomes for you to just break out into something new in the job market. So you almost feel like you have to be positioned someplace for a long period of time, and you are afraid to move on from that because that's all what you know. And, you know, companies are not supposed to do it, but they still do secretly discriminate against age. And so that can be very scary. So, I'm not here to dismiss that, what a person may be going through who is of a certain age and who, has to, try to find a source of income after losing their job. But what I am here to tell you that still it doesn't matter how old you are. Success can come at any age, any time, in any place. And I'm going to share you a little bit about Louise Hay. She is one of my favorite people. She's my mentor in my head because I borrow wisdom from her a lot. She got a late start, in her 60s, 70s, before she became very successful. And I'm going to share a little bit about that after we go through these other points here. But, if you're angry, one of the things that you can do, don't allow yourself to play a victim. Begin to use that same emotion and that energy as a force that encourages you or motivates you to change your existence. Because if you become angry and remain angry, you are emotionally disconnected and you begin to drain yourself. Literally, if you can think about unplugging a drain and letting all the water come out, just think about it. You're draining yourself of all your energy when you're angry. So take that same energy, instead of unplugging yourself and allowing yourself to be drained from your energy by, from the negative force of anger, take that same energy and find out what you're passionate about. Find out what you can do different that you didn't realize that you could probably turn into a business. If you have a most people don't understand. You may be a person that loves to write books. We'll just say that. A person that loves to write books. Or write stories, I should say. But if you were dependent on a job for 10, 15, 20 years, and now you no longer have that job, but you know how to write. There are so many options. And I know people may be saying, okay, it's not that easy to get your books published and stuff like that. But with all the resources and the self-publishing and then all these self-publishing companies out here, you can. There's no excuse to do what you want to do in your life. If you're a person that likes to write, you can get paid for writing short articles. There are so many online resources where you can get paid, a couple of dollars. But if you do it enough, that's a source of income. And I know a couple of dollars may not seem like a lot, but it is. When you have nothing in comparison to nothing, that is a whole lot. It may get you to the next phase in your life until something happens differently. But you also can be a person who is knowledgeable in something else. You may know how to grow a garden. Well, you can write stories on how to grow a garden because guess what? There are many people who want to know how to do that but don't know how to, the first thing about it. Just really thinking outside of the box. Really, a person you may have never thought that this could be a business. You may have never thought that you could teach this in a community. Let me share it with you. It's a lot of things that I'm doing under my life coaching business. I'm doing various things in the community where I'll be doing cooking classes for healthy meals. I'm offering that twice a month, but that's something. That I decided I became fond of doing for myself. So I said, let me share this with you. I'll do it in conjunction with my business. I'm helping other people be healthy, and I'm helping myself to be healthy, and I'm providing a service that perhaps as a community wouldn't be able to have because so many people charge so much for just doing something that anybody can perhaps do. But that's a way to create, you know, and I only charge $7 for the classes. And you know why? Because I love, let me give you an example. I love Mediterranean food. And believe it or not, I went to a couple of the restaurants. I said, well, do you guys know where you may offer cooking classes so I can learn how to cook some of this Mediterranean food? But I really didn't think about it that, you know, they ain't going to try to teach me how to cook their food. You know, I may be a person trying to open up a Mediterranean restaurant. Who knows? So I kind of understand, you know, they're not going to just point out some cooking classes so I can learn. You know, although I really don't have any interest in opening a restaurant, I do, however, you know, have an interest in knowing how to prepare more of their meals because they cook with a lot of herbs and things of that nature, and it's really good for your body, and it tastes really good. And you know, those are some of the things, but, you know, so I thought to myself, I said, well, I can offer some healthier cooking classes in the community because I grew up cooking soul food. So this is what I knew how to do, and it took me, you know, researching, going on YouTube and researching other things and just, you know, a little bit of hit and miss of preparing meals and different things to that nature. And so there I have it. You know, I feel comfortable enough where I can teach others how to do that. And many of you that are on a weight loss goal, you know, I started a plus-size women's exercise class. Again, to enlist, you know, to be in conjunction with my business, what I'm doing, but also to have a place where plus-size women can be comfortable about exercising in an environment where they're not going to be judged, but, you know, we all have the same common goal. And, you know, I only charge $3 for sessions. I can charge more because I am certified and, you know, in the I'm working on that personal training other certification. So it's just wonderful that you can create and generate. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. You know, I've had, you know, really great businesses, but everything, you know, sometimes it's you know, it's things, certain things in your life only meant to last for a period of time in your life, and then you move on. And but you know, I'm happy to say I haven't gone without a place, you know, without a you know, food to eat, clothes on my back, and things of that nature. So I'm doing okay. but yes, you definitely, as an individual who has lost your job, begin to, you know, just recalibrate your mindset. It's all about your mindset. I know that. You have gone through this, and it's devastating to lose your job, your only, and perhaps your only source of income. But the good news is you have the power to change your circumstance. And I know many of you on the side of my voice may be saying that it's easier said than done, perhaps. But and until you put a plan in action to begin to say, hey, this is not going to be my existence, you will not move forward beyond where your thoughts are, where your heart is, where your mindset is. So you have to do something, and it should be today. All right. And with that anger, you should release that anger again in a healthy way, through exercising and visualizing and breathing. And one of the things I do is meditate. I can never, it's always an opportunity for me to talk about meditation because it is something that is very wonderful, and it's just really relaxing. It's really something that really truly helps. You can release that anger just by, you know, allowing yourself to, you know, quiet yourself in that secret place in your home, and just uninterrupted time, just really being quiet there. They have various types of meditation music that can just help you mentally release. They have just many various exercises. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to meditate. And a lot of times people don't understand how rewarding it could be. Some people are kind of uncomfortable with it or weirded out about it because they, you know, feel it's associated with religion. But, you know, you're not rehearsing no ritualistic sayings or anything like that. You're just simply being quiet, allowing yourself to mentally release and, you know, relax it and kind of just visualize a better life. Allowing yourself to inhale and exhale, inhale and exhale again, and until you become completely relaxed and you feel like that that intense feeling has just kind of you know, gone away, and just it allows you to feel that feeling of release. You can do it for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour perhaps. You can incorporate prayer with that as well. But at any rate, that is something that you must do as a person who is dealing with the anger from losing your job. You can allow yourself, because it'll keep building up if you don't allow yourself to relieve the anger behind a company letting you go after so long. And I would even venture to say another thing to do is begin to take walks. Begin to allow yourself to not dwell on what has occurred in your life wrong, but allow yourself to say, hey, begin to look at, I have a book, a poetry book, and a kind of a self-help kind of book, where I give some mental exercises, steps in my God's Inner Peace. Is available on the Michael Michelle Publishing website. And a lot of, you know, I have in there a portion that where, you know, I talk about walking. A lot of times when you allow yourself to just sit and just allow yourself to think, especially when you're angry, when you allow yourself to think too much without finding a way to divert that anger, then you become more angry. And so walking, it's just something amazing, especially walking in a scenery where it's relaxing. Maybe the wind is blowing just a little bit, the trees are smacking the brisk wind. You know, it's just things of that nature that can help you eliminate or relieve yourself of that anger that you're dealing with. And you may have to, you know, do it a couple of times a week until you change your existence or, you know, accept what has occurred in your life by losing your job. Me, I enjoy the water. It's something so calming. I just can't even explain how beautiful the experience is just walking by flowing water. If you don't have that in your community, you know, just go to a park just to take in the scenery and hear the birds chirping and things of that nature. Perhaps, you know, a substitute could be walking by a fountain just to see the water shooting up and just, you know, kind of flowing like. Just to, you know, dwell on that for a moment, and you'll find yourself relieving yourself of that anger that you're dealing with. You know, it's just amazing how, you know, what you can do to just relieve yourself, even after losing your job. Another thing that you know, that can help you navigate from what has occurred in your life is allowing yourself to catch every time you feel like you a negative thought is on the brink or a negative word is going to spew from your mouth, find a way to exchange that word for something good, for a better word, for some motivating word, some encouraging word. This may be a time to just kind of get into it. And I don't really want to force somebody's hand at, you know, buying any, like, self-help things. But, you know, even the local library has motivating tapes that you can listen to. Take a visit to the library and listen to something, you know, a person that has a motivational CD or a motivational audio DVD or a CD or something. And allow yourself to feed your mind with that, because you're already feeding your mind with negativity. You're already feeding your mind with the which the thoughts of you have just lost your job and your source of income, so why not allow yourself to exchange that for better thoughts, better influence of visualization or vocalization of positive words and positive energy flowing into your life, your brain waves and things of that nature. So begin to do that for yourself. Because a lot of times people, you know, get to the state of depression and say, well, I don't want to hear nothing, I don't want to do nothing, you know, but listen to what you have just said. You do not want to do it. But in order for you to begin to get on the path of changing your circumstances and perhaps finding a new career or, you know, opening up a business, you're going to have to do some things to change your mindset, recalibrating your mindset. All right, I'm going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about some of the things that you can navigate the stage in your life so you can find your path to victory or triumph and find your path to a better existence in your life. Because we definitely are helping all push past year, because that's our goal, for you to be happy in your life, living your life at your highest possible potential and fulfilling the purpose that you are intended to fulfill here on earth. All right, with that being said, it's just amazing to and rewarding to be speaking with you today here on Life with Michelle E. Alford of Me a Happy Life Coaching, where we are talking about recalibrating your mindset after losing your job. And, I think it's very important for people to understand how to, you know, change their existence by changing their life with more positive things. And I want that for you guys. I want you to be able to find a way, find your way to happiness, helping all push it past you. I don't want you to stay at the yield sign and don't move forward. You have to move forward in your life, even after a devastating situation of losing your own only source of income. You have to pick yourself up and move forward. All right, with that being said, we're going to quickly go to a commercial break and then come back with more talk on recalibrating your mindset.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Oh, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching, and we are talking about recalibrating your mindset after losing your job. We were just going over some of the things that you can get over, you know, you can do to re-navigate your mindset and lead you to your victory in your life, your happy existence, until those things change, your circumstances change in your life. But we definitely want to keep you from, you know, allowing yourself to become stagnant in your life and allowing yourself to become put in a depressive state of mind for a long period of time. You know, with that being said, I want to talk about depression a little bit. Depression, you know, we're not going to dwell on it very much. A lot of times when people go into the state of depression, sometimes it can go and take them into a deep place, and it seems that it's so deep that they almost can't get out of it. But here's the great thing about it. Once you identify that you are in a state of a depressed situation, because you know yourself, and if you are going through a depressed state of mind, you need to be able to perhaps watching a movie with a similar life crisis. Because a lot of times people say movies don't help, but movies do tell a lot of stories, because it's based on real life situations that people have perhaps gone through or are going through. And it helps sometimes that maybe you can find a movie that will help bring out of those suppressed feelings that you're dealing with in your day-to-day life about being without this job. Because believe it or not, sometimes you can find inspiration from many different places, and you can even find laughter and a way to pick yourself up after you've been boohooing and crying a lot. You know, sometimes a good old movie would do just the job, or just a great conversation. One of the things I love when I'm not feeling my best. I love comedy. Comedy to me has a place somewhere, I believe, in the healing department, because you can find yourself down, but the right type of comedians can come along and just really break one of, you know, a few of my favorite comedians is Martin Lawrence, Cat Williams, and Ricky Smiley, and one of my all-time favorites is Earthquake and Mr. Rodney Perry. Those are some of my top comedians that I love, because their comedy is very natural. It's not a forced thing. It's, you know, there are a lot of comedians that they do so much cussing that is just it takes away from the element of funny. But you have, and don't get me wrong, use a lot of profanity, but it's not so overwhelming when you miss their funny, you know, their funny presence, their funny, you know, they're just naturally funny. I love Ari Spears, too. He is just, you know, he's the guy that kind of impersonates a lot of people, and he does it very well. But these are some amazing, Mike Epps, I keep thinking of everybody. Mike Epps, he's a natural funny person. All of these guys are just really naturally funny people. And Monique, you know, Cheryl Underwood, those are some of the female comedians that I love. But it's just amazing how some of the, just laughter. It just comedy brings laughter to your soul and just kind of wakes you up and picks you up in a way that perhaps some other thing could not do. But it's up to you to tap into whatever it is that that can pick you up from your state of depression, that can help you run away from being angry and allow yourself to just tap into that positive flow of energy and allow yourself to tap into a resource of happiness, you know, just allow yourself to, you know, go into that place so you can begin to open up your mind so you can see the window that's open for creativity, because you in order for you to really begin to think about anything else, you have to, you know, open your mind and rid yourself of all of the mental debris, so to speak, that's in there that's keeping you from actually seeing clearly your options to change your life, your options to have a better life, your options to change your career, your options to pick yourself up, you know, after you have fallen. It's just that, you know, you are the only person that is in control of that. You have to create the awesome you after you have fallen down. All right, and once you have done all of that, accept your your moment of being low in your life, and you accept that, and just, you know, again on that pathway. Don't allow yourself to be without you just because of your age. Here, I am here to tell you again, we're going to talk about a little bit more about Louise Hay. You know, I don't care if you're 55, 69, 70. There's no reason on this side. You have lived on this earth a long time, and you have taken in and probably seen, you know, everything under the sun. There's always something that a person can do to change their existence, is their financial, existence, their lifestyle, all of those things. There is always something for us to do. With that being said, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, and this person is a proven, you know, has a proven tracker, a proven testimony to that. Miss Louise Hay, I'm not going to say that she was destitute or anything, but this lady, Louise Hay, if you don't know anything about her, she's an author, professional speaker, she's a publisher, she is everything to a lot of people. And again, you know, even to me, she is like I think she's about in her 80s now, but she really did not become successful until her late 60s, early 70s, somewhere around there. You know, her testimony, if you can find out about her biography and her testimony about how she worked in low-paying jobs for quite some time, and, you know, she went through some of the same things we all go through, a devastating marriage, you know, different things, you know. And so, but this person, this woman, this inspiring person picked herself up of even after going through some of the things that occurred in her life, and made herself a positive force of energy. She's a healer to people because she's taking motivation to a whole new level, you know, by creating affirmations for people to, you know, allow, you know, heal themselves, you know, change their circumstances. She has, you know, formulated a process where, you know, you only usher positive energy into your life by reciting affirmations and engaging in positive thinking. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, what she said, she believes that, you know, speaking consistently positive affirmations can cure illnesses. And you know, I'm sold on the idea because I really, when I engage in positive affirmations, you begin to speak those things into your life as if they were so, and before you know it, those things begin to just happen and unfold, you know, really in your life. And, you know, this lady has just been a positive force in my life just by, you know, in indulging in some of the positive, you know, information that she has out there. But she got her start late in her life. She authored a book called You Can Heal Your Life in 1984. She published that book. And then she began to do, remember what I mentioned earlier, doing things in your community. She started a support group for people living with HIV and AIDS, which she called it Hayride. You people, you have to access your creative senses. And the only way to do that is to open your mind, eliminate all the negative energy, disconnect all the negative flow in your mindset. Allow yourself to accept and rid yourself of that moment of despondency of, you know, don't focus, you know, allow yourself not to focus for one moment that you do not have a job. And allow yourself to access your creative senses and begin to open up what you can do with, you know, because you are an individual that know how to do more than one thing. You may have made income from one thing for 30 years, but you know how to do something else. Trust me, you know how to do something else, And it's up to you to find out what that is that you can, and you can perhaps change it into a new business for you. But this lady started a support group in her community, and it, you know, it said it grew from a few people in her living room to hundreds of men in a large hall in West Hollywood. Do you guys hear this? Do you hear this? And it says her work with AIDS patients drew fame, and she was invited to appear on the Oprah Winfrey Show and in the Phil Donahue Show in the same week in 1988. She did You Can Heal Your Life immediately landed in the, her book immediately landed on the New York Times bestseller list, selling more than 35 million copies. People, do you hear what happened in her life? After going through all of the many things that occurred in her life over time, she changed her life around. Her circumstances changed, all because she did something different. She did. I invite you to, you know, connect with her, louisehay.com. I believe it's her website. And, you know, she can perhaps, you know, give you some inspiration, you know, to, you know, this is just one prime person that, you know, I feel like everybody should become acquainted with because, you know, most people who lose their jobs after 55, 56, 57, they become despondent. But then this person is one of those people who has is a living testament that you can change your circumstances, don't matter how old or young you are. You can heal your life. Awesome, awesome. I think I'm going to, you know, help take her to the national bestseller list again because people need to read her book. She also, you know, she opened a publishing company, so she didn't have, like, some influential people a part of her publishing company. Deepak Chopra and Doreen Virtue and Wayne Dyer, they are all authors under the Hay House Publishing Company, actually a firm. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? She started off with a life that was full of circumstances. So that means that anybody could go through circumstances, but you have the power. You have to know that you have the power to change your existence. Don't matter if you've gone through a divorce. Don't matter if you lost your job. Doesn't matter if you're living on you're living on just a fixed income, or if you want to change, you can. You can change your life for the better. You know, and I know you know, people probably say, well, you can say that because, you know, you're not in that situation right now. But let me tell you something. Even if you have to start out small, there are sometimes people think that the starting your business, people think too much about how they need to get started instead of just go ahead and doing it. You can, let me give you some quick pointers on what you can do to ease your way into entrepreneurship. There are, you know, some very, very quick ways that you can ease your way. Because, you know, I started both my companies on a dime budget, so to speak. I used the resources that I have and didn't allow myself to have any excuses from getting started. I started with my laptop, my computer, my printers, and all of the things that I already had in my house. I have my offer, and I shared this, you know, many shows ago that I was thinking of getting an office space, and I kept saying, but these office spaces are so expensive, and I kept hearing in my spirit, you already have office space. I walked in my basement, and I walked back upstairs, and I walked back downstairs in my basement. I said, wait a minute, I got two rooms, finished rooms, that I'm not utilizing for anything. And I said, they're in my office space. And I was just like, you know how the higher power just shows you exactly, you know, we dwell so much on other things that, you know, we forget that he will lead us and guide us. And you know, whatever your higher power will lead you and guide you and just give you direction. And I just, you know, put my business down here, and it just, you know, I'm functioning very well in my new space. I got two offices in my basement, and they're finished rooms, and I'm happy about it. You know, and sometimes I even imagine that I'm sitting in Trump Towers, or, you know, overlooking the cities, and just imagining those things, affirming those, you know, positive things in my life, because it just was a phenomenal, you know, opening up my mind that came when I realized that I had already had office space, and so all I needed to do was tap into the resources that opened my mind and tap into my own resources and realize that, you know, what I was seeking and what I was thinking that I needed, I already had. But I'm going to share these quick tips right here. After you have, you know, begin to change your mind and allowed yourself to rid yourself of those negative things or negative forces or that anger from losing your job, think about, you know, becoming an entrepreneur. You know, it may be something small. It doesn't have to be something so grand and big, but something that you know you're good at, you're passionate about, and you can make money from. Think about those things. Think about what you could do in your community that the community lacks and people will, you know, perhaps may be willing to pay for it. That's why I wanted to share that story about Louise Hay. She started out doing a support group, helping other people. If you find yourself helping other people, like I said earlier, you will in turn help yourself, even in your own need. And a lot of people don't believe that process, but I'm a firm believer of that. But if you're interested in getting into an entrepreneurial, you know, type of thing, sit down and write down, get you a notepad, write down things that you're good at. Then write down things that you're passionate about. And those things that you're passionate about, pull from that list and see what you can do to make that into a business. And it doesn't matter if somebody else is doing it, but, you know, there are a lot of people who have the same types of businesses, but they still cannot reach the entire world. It's always going to be somebody that don't want to work with you or somebody that, you know, just in a different location where that person may not even service that area. So don't even think about just get rid of, don't even think about how, when, why. Just begin to say to yourself, I affirm that I am changing my existence and I'm striving for a happier, more fulfilling, and purpose-driven life. Allow yourself to do that. But very quickly, four steps to ease your way into entrepreneurship. And this is offered by the Young Entrepreneur Council. And number one, develop a personal mission statement. Say exactly what you want to do once you identify what type of business or, you know, what you're passionate about and you just decide what that business is going to be. Develop a personal mission statement. And don't even think about, okay, I'm going to stop you before you even start. Don't think about, I don't know what to do or what to say in the mission statement. Just write down what you wish to do, and that will be your mission statement. Number two, reduce your expenses. Don't even think about startup cost, startup business. If you have a home already, you have a basement or an extra room in your house, that's your office space. Start where your resources are. Because I know that most of you who have lost your job, you're probably thinking of, oh, I'm getting ready to lose my house, my car, you know, I can't even help my family or whatever. Pick yourself up right then and there. Use the resources you already have in your own home and begin to, you know, even if it's a small business where you're making just a little, you know, just, you may end up making $500 a week from it, anything like that. Allow yourself to do that. And then, because that keeps you from, you know, having to worry about getting the office space, you know, keeping yourself away from those worries that you don't even have to worry about. You don't need to make your life miserable thinking about simple things. Write down how much you pay in your bills a month and create a business that helps you sustain those bills and plus give you a little bit more to save or to perhaps to, you know, just treat yourself every now and again. Create a business that generates triple the amount that your monthly bills are. Trust me, there is a way. There is always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You just have to follow the rainbow to get there. And you wouldn't believe how called insightful, you know, just really writing down and just accessing your creative ability can be if you allow yourself to go there. Number three, create a synthetic family of networks. Don't worry about whether you come out come rich. You know, a lot of times this is the main thing people, the mistake for me, is that they want to become rich with what they're doing. Don't think about becoming wealthy, rich, or anything. Think about the passion about what you're doing. Think about just writing down the steps you need to do to get it started. Those are only the things that don't think about how much money you're going to be making on a regular basis. Don't think about if I don't get enough people, I may not make this enough money. Just be very passionate about what you're doing. Put together a little plan together. Get started working on that plan and let it have a life of its own. Let it just go and flow on its own. And you will be just surprised at how quickly something that you're passionate about can just grow and propel so much forward. Just allow yourself to do that. Just, you know, again, we're talking about recalibrating your mindset. That's all that I am, as your life coach, want you to do. Just recalibrate your mindset. Don't allow your mindset to dwell in a place where it keeps you despondent. Allow yourself to pick yourself up and say, hey, I am somebody. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. I am awesome. You know, do all of those things. Allow yourself to engage in affirmation. Like I was saying, you know, with Louise Hay, she just is full of affirmations. And I invite you to engage in creating your own affirmations of positive energy. I always tell people to become more acquainted with the dictionary again, all over again. You know how, you know, just when you were in school, you probably say, oh, you know, I want to, you know, I don't want to look this word up. And, you know, we kind of learn to understand that word just by just hearing other people speak. But allow yourself to retreat to the dictionary again and allow yourself to engage and just read those, you know, find words that just, you know, just mean, have powerful meaning, have motivating, inspiring meaning, have, you know, just that gives you the definition of what propelling forward or progressing forward kind of means. You know what I'm saying? And just allow yourself to do that. Sometimes when you understand what a word means, it just becomes so much more inspiring or motivating to understand that meaning and know what to do with that word and know how that, just knowing a word can just help you get up out of a stumper in your life and just move forward in your life and live that driven life and purpose-filled life you are meant to live. All right, the last one is take an inventory of your current assets. We kind of talked about that a minute ago. Sit down, put it all together, lay it all in black and white, and then don't be so overwhelmed about how much you are paying out. But this is for you to kind of really get a grip on what direction you want to go in. Break it down into your personal capital, meaning how well you do, and this will help you know how well you know yourself, your intellectual capital, what do you know about your finances or controlling finances or income, your social capital, who do you know and who knows you, number four, and financial capital, who knows that you know what you know. So that all of this is very important. If you want to go into entrepreneurship after losing a job, you can do it. It's very feasible. It can be done, but you have to know yourself. Know your social influence of people that are surrounding you. Because guess what? The business that you start, you begin with the people that you're networking, letting them know what you know and what you're trying to sell them is something that they actually need and can utilize, and hopefully they'll be willing to pay you for it. You know, most times, if you find something that people have a need of, they will pay you, especially if they know you and know that whatever you're doing and whatever you're passionate about, that they could have comfort in knowing that you know exactly what you're doing, and they would be more than happy to pay the money that it would take to, you know, have your services. So So don't allow yourself to stay in that stumper. I just want to encourage all of you who are in that position where you have lost a source of income, don't sit down. Recalibrate your mindset by changing your process. You know, find out, you know, understand what your problems are, what your issue is after losing your job. Begin to shift your view and cope with, you know, the disappointment in your life in a more positive way. Allow yourself to cope with it and you know, get rid of it or diverge your life with positive things, a new outlook. And you never know what opportunities may come to you. Like we said earlier, you know, even after losing your job, find yourself still, you know, beginning to be deeply involved in your community, whether it's at your church or the local community center. You never know how you're going to either find your next job or either how you're going to be inspired to open up your own business. And trust me, even if you have, because there is just always a lot of resources for small businesses out there. You just have to be hands-on and begin looking for that. And sometimes it's even a great idea if you know somebody that's very professional that's looking to invest in a small business. Again, that is something that, you know, and you have a great business idea. Allow yourself to, you know, put together a business proposal or business plan and present that to a person and see if they may want to invest with you as a new company, because you never know. But make sure you're very thorough in your plan and how you're going to definitely pay them back their money. But you will be surprised as to how many people will say yes, you know, especially if they believe in what you're doing. And you can really truly show that they will get their money back and with interest. So allow yourself to do that. Don't, you know, I want to encourage you, if you're a person that's older, that's out there, you can. There is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. If you don't believe me, read about Louise Hay. The reason why I'm using her, because she's much older than I, and she, you know, her testimony is just, you know, just applicable to anybody that's over the age of 50. You know, I'm thankful enough. I'm just grateful that I made it to my 41st birthday. I turned 41 this May, and I'm so honored and thankful for that, because, you know, people are not making it, you know, these days. But I am so happy and fortunate to have made it thus far in my life, and I am you know, grateful, forever grateful. I don't take life for granted at all. I want to leave you with some positive affirmations so that you can, you know, rehearse these in your life on a daily basis, because, again, sometimes people just need a little bit of direction and they can take it from there. You know, a lot of times most people, you know, they give up so quickly. Because, they, you know, all they can think about is what just occurred in their life. But one of the most important things is to get a grip of your own self. And because a lot of times, you know, when you're looking for help, you may not get it. So you have to sometimes pick up your own self and move forward with your life. But I want to leave you with some business affirmations that I would believe that can help you just to begin to, you know, redirect your mindset and get you on a better path of thinking differently, more passionately, more effectively, more positively, and, you know, ultimately ending you in, you know, a victorious lifestyle, being happy with who you are, you know, regaining yourself mentally and spiritually and financially, and whether it be in finding a new job or creating a business for yourself. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to share these affirmations. Affirmation number one is, my inner vision is always clear and focused. And remember, affirmation is something that, it, you know, helps you to affirm things in your life, even if you don't truly, truly feel it in your spirit just yet. When you begin to speak it, after affirm things in your life, you begin to understand it. You begin that it's a form of acceptance when you begin to affirm things in your life. So you begin, if you say, my inner vision is always clear and focused, that means once you begin to say that, even if you don't feel that now, once you begin to say it, that means that you're accepting it. You're allowing it to be ushered into your life, into your existence. So this is what affirmations do. It encourages you. It empowers you. It helps you to, replace that negativity with positivity. And this is why it's so important for you to understand and learn positive affirmations, because your words become, manifest themselves the more you say them. So again, today I will concentrate on taking one step forward, however small. Oh, I love that one. Don't matter how small the step is, if you make progress, that is awesome. Progress is, wow, I can't, because many people stay stagnant. They stay in one position. They don't move after losing a job or, losing something in their life, and they become despondent and depressed, and they stay in position. But I cannot say this enough. If you make one step forward, you are really, truly doing something. So I like that. I'm going to read that again. Today I will concentrate on taking one step forward, however small. Don't try to solve your problems overnight in one issue. Take it one step at a time. Another affirmation is, I focus my power, I change my life. Another one is, I am a positive resource and people want to do business with me. Again, I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. People, these are things that you are affirming in your life. Everything I touch is a success. Yes, I love that one. I am confident, competent, and calm. My business is growing abundantly. I am persistent, I persevere, and I win. I constantly have prospects and opportunities. My business is successful and fun. My business is growing every day. I am organized and disciplined. Opportunities come easily to me. I accomplish more in my business with each passing day. I am smart and business savvy. I am successful. My business is successful. I am creative and innovative. Woo! I love these. There's like 187 of them, so I ain't going to read them all. But I just wanted to, let me read one of the very last ones. I am so very grateful now that I have a thriving home-based business. All right, people, get up, move. Move this and just shake yourself like Vicky Wyman saying, for all y'all that go to church. Get up, shake yourself loose. Allow yourself to lose all that negativity, that depression, all that despondency. Allow yourself to lose. Either you're going to have to change your resume if you want a new job. Take a different approach. It may not be something that you want, but take a different approach. Change your resume. Get some professional assistance from a company that can help people who are a little bit older and wiser. That's trying to get back into the job market, get help to actually find companies that actually do not discriminate against your age, or allow yourself to become an entrepreneur. All right, you have some options there. People, I just want to let you know, it's just been great and fun having you here. On air with me, with Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. It is my pleasure to be your life coach today. It is my motto that I am helping all push past yield, which is the acronym for HAPPY. I want you to live your happiest life ever. because you can't, even after life circumstances, I've gone through a lot in my life, but I stand and I am victorious in what I'm doing. I affirm these affirmations in my life that I've read even to myself today, and you just keep affirming those things in your life. Allow yourself to accept that you can be something more than better than you were the day before. Don't allow yourself to think that your job was the only thing that made you who you were, that your job was the only thing that you can do, because you know how to do something else different. I don't care if it's just teaching people how to garden, teaching people how to paint. If you have a creative side and you know how to paint, there are just so many ways to creatively go into yourself, tap into who you are as an individual, because you have something more to offer to the world. We always have something more to offer. So with that being said, I just want to encourage you to get up, get moving. I offer life coaching sessions via Skype, via phone line. You can call me at 734-288-7189 daily. You can email me at miahappy@gmail.com. And you can visit my website, officialmichellealford.com. I also have a Mia Happy website, but it's all going to be intertwined. So either you can get me at officialmichellealford.com or either miahappy.com. And I'll be more than happy to speak with you in regards to what I may do to be able to help you as an individual who is at your yield point in your life, but you want to move past yield. So, I am definitely able and willing to help you with that. And I love you great people, so I appreciate your presence here. I appreciate your support here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Please do visit all of our other regular scheduled shows and tune into some of the other shows that are offered by various hosts on my network. Please stay tuned for other hosts that's coming to the network, new platforms, new segments coming to the network, and revamped segments coming to the show. If you have an interest in perhaps hosting the show, we are taking resumes, and we will only be accepting persons that have 3 to 4 references, for your character, professional references or things of that nature. And feel free to contact us at pinsproducer@live.com. And we might be able to, we can have a conversation or some dialogue and see what we can do. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your evening. And I will see you next week at the same time and the same place here on the Poetic Energy Network station with me, Michelle E. Alford. Have a great evening, folks. And I will see you later. All right, we're going to take it out jazzy for a moment, because that's what I love to do. And we're going to do that with Yancy. Have a great evening, folks. Namaste.